Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of March 2018. Supreme Court has dismissed appeal seeking Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's disqualification as an MLC on the ground that he had allegedly suppressed the fact that a murder case was pending against him from the poll panel. Supreme Court has upheld the sale of Park Hyatt Goa to ITC Limited by Industrial Financial Corporation of India, IFCI, setting aside a Bombay High Court order. Bangladesh's Supreme Court has halted the release of opposition leader Khaled Dazir on bail, deepening a political crisis ahead of a national election due in December. Supreme Court has directed the centre to file a comprehensive status report giving details of conditions in Rohingya refugee camps in various states. Supreme Court has sought the centre's response on a plea seeking a CBI probe into the Bilabgarh mob lynching case in which 17-year-old Junaid Khan was stabbed to death on a train in June last year. Bihar politician Lalu Yadav has been convicted in the fourth case linked to the fraud scam while his predecessor Jagannath Mishra has been acquitted by a court in Jharkhand's Ranchi. Supreme Court has partly upheld the tax department's view that investors, be it companies or individuals, cannot take double advantage. First, avoid tax on exempt income like dividend as well as lower taxable income by treating the interest on loans taken as expenditure. Supreme Court has held that public demonstrations resorting to violence, including stone throwing, are not protected by the fundamental right to free speech and expression. Supreme Court has postponed the elections for the State Bar Council of Andhra Pradesh for a period of 3 months. Supreme Court has directed the Family Court of Bandra, Mumbai, hearing the domestic violence case filed against tennis star Linda Rupes by his estranged wife Rhea Pillai to complete the trial within 3 more months. Delhi High Court has refused to ground the entire fleet of Indigo A320neo aircraft, which allegedly have defective engines. Delhi High Court has suggested to the AAP government to stop regularizing illegally built buildings and to not allow them to exist after paying a compounding fees. Delhi High Court has held that Maintenance Tribunal has the jurisdiction to pass an order of eviction under the Maintenance and Welfare of Parents and Senior Citizens Act, 2007. Bombay High Court has held that general allegations like wife not preparing food for the husband or not opening the door on his return to home, would not amount to cruelty. Bombay High Court has directed the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, to ensure that passenger safety was not compromised with, in light of the engine troubles being faced by some aircraft belonging to private airlines Indigo and Go Air. Bombay High Court has sought a reply from the Maharashtra government after the State Human Rights Commission approached the court with a rather odd request to allocate an adequate office space for its day-to-day work. Madras High Court has ordered the telecom regulator not to take any coercive or penal action against Vodafone India, while staying the regulator's demand that the carrier put all its tariff plans on the website, including those offered to retain individual customers. Madras High Court has directed the state education authorities to ensure display of information relating to grant of recognition in front of the SVS International School at Tiruthurappundi. Madras High Court has reiterated that not all courts can simply grant bail to those accused in child marriage and child sexual abuse cases. Madras High Court has directed the registry of its Madurai bench not to entertain any plea moved by the directors of Disc Assets Lead India Limited, which is involved in a 1,130 crore investment scam. Madras High Court has dismissed the petition which sought to bring petrol and diesel under the Goods and Services Tax, GST, regime. Chhattisgarh High Court has held that the moment manufacturing process begins in an industry, the provisions of the Factories Act, 1948 would be applicable, and therefore, the provisions of the Building and Other Construction Workers Act, 1996 would cease to operate in a factory. Securities Appellate Tribunal has directed Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India to relook into the complaint of a United Kingdom-based broker firm alleging demand and receipt of kickbacks for diversion of reinsurance business from it.